Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Selena Zito of SelenaZito.com, the website to watch Selena's reporting at the Washington Examiner, is with me to talk about the region from western Pennsylvania all the way to Iowa and Wisconsin, the whole of the middle of America, the Middle West, where the elections are decided, as we saw in 2016, 2020. We'll see the same thing in 2024. There is transformation underway in this region. Pittsburgh, for example, is now a high-tech centerpiece of the future of America, robotics and the high learning that's going on in Pittsburgh. Once upon a time, regarded as the steel and coal center of the America to build the iron rails. Well, you understand. I don't have to fill in the blank spots. But there's still coal mines. And Selena talked to one particular unusual coal miner. But then again, coal mining is an unusual craft. His name is John Moorcraft. And what she learned about was the United Mine Workers of America. Let's start with the union. What is the significance of the UMWA today, Selena?
So last week, the UMWA and its president, Cecil Roberts, announced that they were going to accept the Biden infrastructure deal with the caveat or with the hope that there would be guaranteed jobs for coal miners who would lose their jobs. And I'm compartmentalizing it, but that's essentially what he said. And had you watched that news conference or read that news, you have thought, coal miners are on board. They accept the new Green Deal. Not exactly. United Mine Workers of America was once the dominant force in the coal industry. If you were a coal miner, you were a member of that union. Not so much today. It's only a fraction. It only represents a fraction of the coal miners in the industry. In fact, about a quarter of them. And many of the ones that they do represent are retirees and pensioners. And so the story had a false sense that coal miners supported Biden and his Green New Deal, where in fact they don't. And I went to a coal mine to talk to miners about that.
Yes, John Moorcraft, unusual background. He's a history teacher in a high school and he coached athletics. And then he decided to become a coal miner at the time. And he's an articulate and extremely analytical thinker about what's going on in the coal industry. He especially emphasizes carbon capture. What is that, Selena? Why is that important to Mr. Moorcraft?
So carbon capture is really, really important in the energy industry. It is a way that helps them keep their jobs and eliminates many of the carbon pollutants that are part of burning coal. And so if that is put in place in both the coal and natural gas industry, it makes it very safe and on par with other resources of energy. And so he's very hopeful. You know, Biden said that he was going to include that in the infrastructure bill. But as we all know, in any bill, things are taken out, things are added in. Moorcraft is concerned that it's not something that will stay in. It's not, she's not convinced that enough money is invested in it. Investing in carbon capture would essentially save their jobs. And, you know, when the Clean House bill was passed last year in the House, there were 18 Democrats that did not support it because of the carbon capture, including, a New York Congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And so he is, there's an instability there that it remains in there. And that's a big concern for anybody in the industry, energy industry.
Your measure of the energy industry in Western Pennsylvania, fracking, coal, the transfer of all of that technology into chemicals, all of that, that was not sufficient to in any way stop Mr. Biden from winning Pennsylvania. Is it a coherent voice now about the energy plans of the Biden administration? I'm looking at the next and the next. We have frequent elections, Selena. You know this.
Right. Well, I have often argued vehemently that Donald Trump did not lose the election in these states because his coalition fell apart, right? Because the working class wasn't there for him, because the people in the energy weren't there for him. He lost the election on the backs of senior citizen voters who were unhappy that, if you want to just compartmentalize it, were unhappy with his comportment on COVID. And that's where he lost this election. And so, these energy, workers, whether they're engineers or geologists or they're part of artificial intelligence or they're working underground, they still fully support the policies of former President Donald Trump. It's just that they were outweighed in the polls slightly, but just enough, by senior citizens.
And finally, you had a conversation with the Attorney General of Kentucky, Mr. Cameron. You've mentioned him before. You've spoken of him before. His success as a Republican attorney general in a state where there is a Democratic governor, Governor Andy Beshear. I would say from reading your interview with Daniel Cameron, he's had a rich first and second year as an attorney general, given the pandemic, given the upset over Black Lives Matter and I believe the Breonna Taylor tragedy. All of this, does he still have an appetite for politics? Does he still want to stay in the game, or is he looking at private enterprise because he's an extremely gifted person?
He really is. I would highly recommend that people read my interview with Daniel Cameron. It's at SelenaZito.com. I let his words speak for himself. It's a lengthy interview, but you can judge for yourself where you think this young man is going. And I say only upwards and further, because he is a great sort of messenger on conservatism, but also he's just a very good elected official and takes his conservatism out of the mix when making decisions, which is what a good elected official is supposed to do when it comes to, you know, big problems, no matter what they may be. He is also a man that is deeply rooted in his faith, and it helps drive his decisions, and he relies on it when things are troubling.
Yes, the faith detail became immediately a controversy with his own governor because of the governor's mandate that that church services be either curtailed or discontinued. And I believe that Mr. Cameron found his voice in that contest. You note that there have been a number of decisions these last months endorsing the idea that you can't stop people from going to church. Does he feel vindicated by, say, the remarks of in California or in the Supreme Court about church worship?
Absolutely. And he believes that's why it's so important to have good constitutional judges in place to make these decisions, to protect religious freedom.
Kentucky has a reputation of being a conservative state, a Republican conservative state, and yet there's always in play voices like the Governor Beshears, for example, and others. Does Daniel Cameron have ambitions to higher office, either nationally or locally? Did he mention that to you?
He indicated that that's something that he wants to do, but first he wants to get through this next year and get another full year under his belt as the state attorney general.
Well, that's fair. If he has another year like this one, he might reconsider, Selena. Last thing about St. Boniface. If somebody wants to find it, is it easy to find in Pittsburgh, listening to us now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's right. It's right. The skyline of the city can be seen from the front stoop of St. Boniface. It's right on the north side of the city. Celine, and they have Latin Mass every Sunday. It's beautiful.
SelenaZito.com is where to read these stories. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.